Welcome to the weekend edition of the Undisputed Podcast. I'm your host, Jenny Taft. Today's podcast features all the best segments from this week's slate of Undisputed. With in-depth interviews and discussions, we have a lot to talk about heading into next week. Skip, Shannon, let's get to it. The Cowboys are a 1.5-point underdog this Sunday against the winless Seahawks. Seattle's offense is struggling big time. Russell Wilson has been sacked 12 times in their first two games. Dallas bounced back from a week one loss with a big win against the Giants on Sunday night. But Shannon, should Seattle be favored in this game?
No, Seattle should be the underdog. They should be underdogs, Skip Bayless. You know that.
I don't know that.
We've gone from the Legion of Boom to the Legion of Whom. Because there's no Richard Sherman. There is no Cam Chancellor. The only thing left in the secondary is Earl Thomas.
I'd say he's not a whom. Shaquem's not a whom. Go ahead.
You better stop playing. Right.
Well, I'm not playing. Earl Thomas is still Earl Thomas.
He's still Earl Thomas. Yep. But where's Sherm? Where's Cam Chancellor? Bobby Wagner's injured.
He is not injured. He's going to play. He practiced yesterday. I told you yesterday on the show, Bobby Wagner will play. And I will not be shocked if KJ Wright plays.
Okay, he plays. But
I think there's some boom coming back.
Whatever, Skip.
Yeah, not this, whatever.
This guy, okay, if you don't mind me asking, where do the Cowboys rank in sacks?
Second.
Okay.
Only played two games.
What offensive line has given up the most sacks in those two games? So, in other words, you got a team that can't run the football in Seattle. You have a team that can't protect the quarterback in Seattle. You have a team that's coming in with a defensive line that gets after the quarterback. They're number two in sacks.
Yep.
That is tailor-made. You've seen Seattle play. You saw them Monday night. You saw this. They don't run the football. So now all Dallas does is pin their ears back. And you want me to...
I thought Rashad Penny's pretty good, that rookie out of San Diego.
Skip, the dude had 11 carries for 30 yards. Really?
He
was great in college. Mm. He led the nation in rushing.
He did.
But this is not college. Mm. This is the big boy.
I thought he ran hard.
Ran hard for a grand total of 30. Skip Bayless, you know what? You can't even keep that with a straight face. Before we came on, what were we talking about? Going to church and how you and Ernestine go to church sometimes, and you go sit here and tell me the man ran hard for 30 yards.
We don't go sometimes. We go every time.
Okay, you go every Sunday. Yeah. And you go sit there where he ran hard. Really scary.
I saw flashes of running. I sat back a couple times and said, that kid can play.
I ain't got no flashes.
Bears are pretty good.
But anyway, as I was saying, the Cowboys are a better team. And we keep talking about the 12th man. The 12th man became really legendary. They went to the Super Bowl, what was that, 2006, I think they went. But I remember a time played up there in Seattle in that new building, and they were terrible. Mm. Home field advantage really works when you have a good team. Mm. The Broncos have they keep talking about, the altitude. Woo! And it is high, Skip. It is.
True.
But there were some damn good football teams in Denver. So what happens when they didn't have good football teams? Was it not 5,200? Was it sea level then? You know, there are some years that they won, they got Von Miller. He was the second pick in the draft. It was still 5,280 feet above sea level. So what happened then? What happened to the home field?
Yep.
Home field works really well when you have a really good football team. Okay, I don't believe Seattle has a very good football team. And so Cowboys, I believe, and I don't think the Cowboys are great, but I believe the Cowboys have a better football team than Seattle. So I believe they should be favored.
You just made the case that a team ranked 26th in the USA Today Power Rankings, and you said they deserve to be ranked 26th. That's my Dallas Cowboys.
Yes.
Should be favored at Seattle.
Over the team that's ranked 29th in the USA Today Power Rankings. Yeah, that's how that works.
So Seattle, I always try to guess the spreads, I tell you, and then I look to see what they are. And I thought Seattle would open at -3. They'd get 3 for home field because they deserve 3 for that home field. I don't care how bad they are.
And what
that's
they
a hard place. They opened at -3. And the Cowboy lunatics, you know, inspired by what they saw on Sunday night, they jumped all over -3. And they bet it down to -1.5.
Okay.
Sure.
And I got to tell you, from my heart, I am scared about this game. I am, because I told you Bobby Wagner is coming back. He is the heart and soul of what's left of that defense, right? And guess who has a hamstring issue again? He's got the most pullable hamstring in all of sports. My man, Sean Lee.
What?
Sean Lee has a hamstring, and he did not practice yesterday. And as you recall, he couldn't finish the game on Sunday night except for the onside kick. He went out there to be on the hands team. That was the only play he played into the game. So if he can't go, I told you what happened last year. They were 1-5 without him. I will not love their chances. Randy Gregory did practice, so it gives them another pass rusher. Dayton Jones did practice. That gives them another pass rusher. But this is the home opener at Century Link. Want to bet that every seat will be filled and every throat will be in full glory, that they will be rocking the decibel meter on the sideline and it'll get up into to red level, red zone decibels? Want to bet?
It's still bad.
Okay. What happened the last time my Dallas Cowboys visited Seattle? It was in 2014 with Tony Romo and DeMarco Murray. Week 6 on October the 12th, we went in there and kicked their Legion of Boom behind. Mm-hmm. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
We somehow won that game 30-23, and DeMarco ran for 115, and Tony threw for 250 yards. And by the way, T. Will caught 70 yards worth of passes, so he was in all his glory that day. Mm-hmm. So that was a big win, and you don't think those guys are going to remember that? Russell Wilson had a bad day that day. He threw for 126, no touchdowns, and a pick.
But Skip, think about it. They went 4-4 last year at home. When they had Michael Bennett, when they had Cliff Avril, when they had Richardson at D-line, when they had Richard Sherman, when they had a healthy K.J. Wright, when they had a healthy Bobby Wagner. That's what they went at home last year.
And what'd they do at Jerry World? They won 21-12.
We're talking about home.
Well, I'm just saying that's how good they were. That's how good they are. They're highly capable of this.
Skip, you remember they represented the NFC in the Super Bowl. They was going to NFC Championship games. That's not that. That was then. This is now.
So what if one team gets Bobby Wagner back and the other team doesn't have Sean Lee? What do you think is going to happen? I've told you, I'm on record. I'm not being 2020 hypocritical hindsight. My team loses without Sean Lee. And you kept saying, to your credit, before the year, and what's his history? His history is he gets hurt for six games a year.
But you don't want to believe that history.
Game number, I'm just trying to hope against hope. I'm trying to speak it into
existence. You've been hoping for 9 years.
I have.
You got a 9-year body of work.
When he plays, he's really good. He changes everything.
Okay, how about this? I'll give you this. Bobby Wagner's coming back. Hopefully, K.J. Wright comes back.
Mm-hmm.
So which one of them going to play tackle and which going to play guard? Because that's what I need to know. Because who's going to protect Russell Wilson? 12 sacks. That's where he's at right now.
Yeah.
So 12 sacks. So 6 sacks per game times 16, that's 96 sacks. He'll never play another down in the NFL if he gets sacked 96 times.
Well, my team might have to sack him 12 times in this game to win.
Oh, they will.
Yeah.
They will.
Just watch. That defense will rise to the occasion, and they'll be all over Dak Prescott. And my line hasn't been exactly stellar
far. But you said they're going to lead the league in rushing. So you said they're going to be rounding into shape. Mm-hmm. You said Zeke is going to run himself into shape. So
we got to get a combined 100 yards rushing against them, and then we'll be okay. If Zeke and Dak can combine to go over 100, I'll be okay. But I'm not sure they can. They better.
Cam had 80 by himself.
Yeah.
And then McCaffrey had a little 50.
He had 55 in the first half.
And CJ had like 25, 30, so that should be no problem.
Yeah. So if somehow my team could survive this game, then we have Detroit at home. Mm-hmm. Then we go to Houston. Winnable.
Detroit, Houston.
Then we have Jacksonville at home.
Woo!
Shaky. But then we go to Washington and we come home for Tennessee. And my point is, if you steal the Seattle game up at CenturyLink, then all of a sudden you got a chance to get off to a really good start.
I want Jacksonville. We got something on that Jacksonville game.
Yeah,
we got something on that Jacksonville.
I'm here to tell you, we have nothing on this game at Seattle. We have zero.
I don't want nothing.
I wouldn't drop that one drop of dew on this game.
He's holding it up. I don't want to bet anything. And then come Friday, I said, well, Skip, let's bet. Okay. No, that's not going to happen.
Well, if you give me 4,
I'm going to give you Jack.
Oh.
No. Mm. You must be thinking I'm Rob Parker.
Mm?
You must be thinking I'm Rob Parker.
I don't think you're Rob Parker.
So you get no point.
I'm
not betting this game.
Huh.
I'm not betting this game. Couldn't give me 7 points to take it.
Okay. Well, I'm not betting it either.
Good.
But I do predict that later in the show, I will win yet another dinner from Rob Parker. I'm going to predict that.
Really?
I'm going to talk to Rob off camera. Stop giving Skip them sucker bets.
He gave
me
Brady and 13.
And 13 points.
Really? Thank you, Rob. Appreciate that.
Well, I'm looking forward to figuring out where you guys go so I can crash this dinner party.
Ooh,
yeah, just invite myself, for fun.
You could come along.
Really?
Yeah, you don't want no problem.
No mercy.
The Patriots are a big 7-point favorite in Detroit Sunday night. They struggled on offense and defense in their loss to the Jaguars, but they added Josh Gordon in a big trade earlier this week, and they will see Matt Patricia going against Bill Belichick after Patricia was the Patriots defensive coordinator for 6 seasons. We are joined by Rob Parker. Rob, do the Lions have a shot in this game?
I know people in Detroit, they always say, oh, you hate the Lions, you hate Matthew Stafford, blah, blah, blah,
but
blah, blah.
There's somebody he hates more. Am I right?
Yeah.
Yeah. If you think that's where I'm going?
I don't know.
The Lions will beat the Patriots. They'll upset the Patriots. And here's the reason why. The Lions are on the brink. They're going to be desperate. If they lose this game, their season is over.
Win.
No. Huh?
Win.
What do you mean?
No, when they lose.
Oh, when they lose. No, when they win this game. They're going to be, they have to be desperate. They have to look at this game as their season. Bears are better. Vikings are good. Packers are good. If you fall behind here and fall 0-3, you're essentially done. We've been waiting for 10 years from Matthew Stafford to have a signature victory. Have we not?
Mm-hmm.
Do you know one? Do you know one he's had?
No.
Never had one.
This would be it.
This would be it.
Yeah.
And this is where the Lions need him most. It's not only about Tom Brady. It's about the Patriots defense that I don't trust. And I get it. I talked to one of my CWPFs in Detroit. You know what that is?
Close. Something.
Close, warm, personal friends, right? CWPFs.
Nice.
Right? And he told me the team's a mess. Team's a mess. They don't like Patricia, the players. And then Darius Slay is out. Mm-hmm. So all those things point to blowout for the Patriots.
I think Ziggy,
they do.
Hadn't Ziggy Ansah.
Ziggy Ansah's still hurt.
Yeah. He banged up. So I get all that. But it doesn't always add up. It's not always that easy. You thought, didn't you think that the Patriots were going to win down in Jacksonville last week? Mm-hmm. Right? And they were never in that game.
But I don't think anybody was surprised. I thought Patriots.
Wait, what did you say? You said that you don't trust Blake Bortles.
Yeah.
Didn't you say that?
Yeah.
And he threw for 377 yards and 4 touchdowns against this defense.
But when
Matthew Stafford is better than Blake Bortles. Matthew Stafford will destroy this week Patriots defense, says Rob Parker.
Oh, exactly. But you just said, Skip, he just got out 2 minutes earlier. Matthew Stafford doesn't have a signature
He
win.
Doesn't.
Blake Bortles got 2 signature wins. He beat Ben Roethlisberger in his backyard and went back and beat him again in the playoffs. Mm-hmm. So he has 2. He's been in the league 4 years. Your guy been in the league 10 years with no signature win.
Well, 3 with the one on against Brady on Sunday.
Yes. So I'm just going by what you said.
I don't believe in the Patriots defense. I really don't. And I think that the Lions will be desperate. They have to win this game. I've seen this movie before where you think a team has no shot and they win a game.
Well, you know what? They have a shot. It's flu season in Detroit, so they're going to get flu shots. That's the only shot they got of beating Tom Brady. Mm-hmm. Tom Brady's not losing to Matthew Stafford. A defense that's giving up 39 points a game. A defense that's giving up 39. Now, the Patriots really don't have a whole lot of problems scoring the ball. Now, Jacksonville's defense is one thing. They got, 13 points, I think, 20 points against Jags. But Detroit doesn't have Jags defense. So to think Tom Brady's going to somehow go in there and lose to Matthew Stafford, who has yet to have a signature win over any good quarterback, Aaron Rodgers, Drew Brees, Peyton Manning, when? He couldn't even beat Peyton Manning when Peyton was at his absolute worst. Mm-hmm. And he still couldn't beat a good. So you expect me to be him going to beat Tom? He's going to beat Tom Brady. His team, led by Matthew Stafford, you just told me he got no signature wins.
This will be the signature win. It's been a decade.
Skip, get your mans.
So, how many signature wins, speaking of Matthew, does Matthew Patricia have so far?
Zero.
None. He got a lot of signature losses.
He's got a big signature opening night loss. He lost to a rookie quarterback in his first start after the rookie spotted him 7 points.
Yes.
And then the ceiling fell in on opening night on Coach Pencil, as I call him, Coach Patricia.
Pencil.
And I'm looking at this, and they were respectable at San Francisco. They lost 30-27. And by the way, they sacked Jimmy G 6 times without Ziggy Ansah. I don't know how they did that. Maybe that's more about San Francisco's issues than Detroit's strength.
But also, though, a lot of those points at the end, those are the stat pad for points.
Okay. Because right.
Once you're down by 17 with less than 10 minutes to go, now you start piling up stats.
You're taking the guy you ridiculed,
no, I'm just saying,
Stafford against Tom Brady, against the greatest quarterback ever, in a Sunday night stage game where you're on the big stage, right? This isn't just some 1 o'clock start in Detroit that nobody really cares about.
Better my dinner, Skip. Uh-huh. Going to get your dinner out of the deal.
We're getting there.
Okay.
Here's what did catch my eye the other day. San Francisco rushed for 190 yards against that Detroit defense. Even though they were sacking the quarterback, 190
yards.
They
can't stop the run.
Yeah. And little Sony Michel, who finally got healthy, he flashed for me the other night.
He did.
The other day at Jacksonville. I said, okay, that kid's got something. He had one 15-yard run against Jacksonville. No big stats, but I'm thinking maybe he'll give them a little pop. And you know how Belichick will get with Rex Burkhead and James White. He'll go into a game like this. Remember how he'd do it at Indy on a Sunday night? And he'd say, you know what? This is going to be LeGarrette's game or whoever's
great.
Right?
Rushed for 205.
He did against Indy that night because he just said, I'm going to run this ball down your throat whether you like it or not. And we're not going to deviate from it.
Right.
We're just going to run it all night long. We might run it 40 times down your throat. Well, I could see him doing this to your defense and just trying to ball control you because obviously there's no Edelman at this point. And you got to your point, you better keep that defense off the field against Stafford because I always have liked him because he has big ability. He has big
arm.
Big arm.
He does. He's a good player, but he's not good.
When he had Megatron, boy, they could put up some numbers. Whew, they did some numbers on my Cowboys. Remember that game in Dallas where they came back from 21 down and just torched them?
Well, in Detroit, where Megatron went for 329, when Dez Bryant talked about huge
329
in front of Dez, and Dez was losing his mind on the sideline.
That was where I was with you on Brandon Yu's car, because that was Brandon Carr trying to cover Megatron. Really?
Well, he the one to talk about. He got it.
Woo.
He won't that part. But Skip, think about it. They gave up 170 yards rushing to the Jets. No, Isaiah Crowell went for well over 100.
He did. You know what? Good point.
So you're giving up 180 a game.
I'm not afraid of any of the Patriots running backs. None of those guys are going to rush for over 100 yards.
What about Isaiah?
Even against that.
Do you remember Sony Michel against my Oklahoma Sooners in the national semifinal? He ran wild.
Skip, he ran wild against Alabama.
I know. He did.
It's going to be a shootout, and Matthew Stafford is going to outshoot. He's going to beat Tom Brady, throwing the football. It's going to be about how poor the defenses are. And I'm telling you, we just saw Bortles go crazy on this defense. Matthew Stafford will be able to do it. Here will be the first signature win, and people will finally get off my back in Detroit that I never picked the Lions, that I hate the Lions, that I hate Matt Stafford. I just call it the way I see it.
One guy, Tom Brady, has military-grade equipment, and the other guy is in the toy section. With water pistol. Stop it, Rob Parker.
So, Rob, you finally did.
I want a dinner.
What, you want dinner?
Yep.
You've done it. You've convinced me I got to get a dinner on
this. And I'm getting a 7.5 points?
No. That was straight up. You're picking it outright.
I want 100 wings.
You're not picking it.
I'm not betting 100 wings.
Okay, 40.
Okay. I'm good with that.
No, I don't want that many. Let's see. I want 20 wings.
20 wings.
And Skip, I just want a dinner.
Do we want double or nothing at Mr. C's?
Yeah.
Double or nothing.
That's a big double or nothing.
No, wait a minute. Not double or nothing. Oh. I'm Mr. C's. We'll have another dinner.
I think you better do a McDonald's dinner.
No, that's all right. We'll do that.
Better do double or nothing at Circle K.
Watch and see. Y'all better have me back on Monday.
We will have you back on.
When the Lions win this game. And you're going to go, Rob, you know something about football.
No, we're never going to say that. You might be on no money, but Skip Norikos knows something about football.
Rob, we love you and your dinners. We love them.
What a nice compliment. Great at taking everyone to dinner, Rob. Thank you. I'm already excited for Monday.
No mercy.
Josh Gordon's trade to the Patriots has already paid off in Vegas. The Patriots moved up to a tie with the Rams for the best odds to win the Super Bowl after acquiring Gordon for a fifth-round pick. But there are risks. Gordon has only played in 11 games after leading the league in receiving yards back in 2013. An anonymous AFC exec told Bleacher Report, quote, Josh Gordon won't catch 20 passes in New England. Some strong words. Shannon, do you agree?
I don't agree. And I think he's basing it on Josh Gordon is not going to be able to get on the field because he won't be able to get his act together off the field. I don't think this has anything to do with his ability. It's hard for me to believe that he'll be there. Let's just say he doesn't play this week, but he plays the week after, which will give him 13 games. It's hard for me to believe that Tom Brady is not going to throw at least two passes to him per week. That will give him 26. Yep. And I think that has more to do with Josh not being able to get it on the field. Skip, this is like there's no risk because they're so challenged offensively from the receiver position. Mm-hmm. There's really no downside to this because there's not a guy that they could take in the fifth round in 2019 that could give them the possible production or the upside that they could possibly get with Josh Gordon. And because they have, you know, they have 2 second-rounders, they're probably going to have 2 third-rounder compensatory picks because of the Malcolm Butler and Nate Solder. So with that being said, Coach Belichick said, what the heck? We're challenged from the receiver position. Why not take a flyer on him? He can keep it together for a year. We might be able to get to and win another Super Bowl. So I don't really believe there's a downside in this. But it's just hard. Nothing tells me, Skip, that Josh Gordon is going to be on his best behavior off the field. Therefore, he'll be able to contribute to Patriots on the field. I just say, I'm looking at it like Coach Belichick did. What the hell?
So, when it comes to Josh Gordon, I speak with my heart more than my head, but I got to tell this, whoever this AFC anonymous exec, I got to tell him, Josh is capable of catching 20 balls in a game at New England. If you put him on the field with Gronk and Edelman and Hogan as the fourth receiver, he's capable of catching a whole bunch of balls for a whole bunch of yards. And yet I keep clinging to 2013 because I can't get out of my psyche, out of my mind's eye, the game that I watched in December 8th of 2013 at New England. I'm just sitting back saying, oh, this is spectacular. They can't guard him. This was, again, 2013, so we're 5 years ago. But that day he caught 7 balls for 151 yards, and you remember that season? He had 261 yards against Jacksonville and 237 against the Steelers and 146 against your Vikings and 132 against the Chiefs and 126 against the Lions. These are monster days. And after that year was over, I said, that's a Hall of Fame arc that you're on. Like if you could keep that up for, you know, 10 years, isn't those are Hall of Fame starting sort of numbers.
He put together those 200-yard games back-to-back and then followed up with a 151 against the Patriots. There are very few guys, Skip, that can take what we call, that's a 5-yard route. He called a slant route and turn it into an 80-yard spectacular. There are very few receivers that can do that. He was one of those guys. Now, we don't know what he's been. Skip, it's hard for me to believe that he's going to be the exact same player. In order to hone your craft, you got to polish those skills. He hadn't played a whole lot of games. He hadn't even practiced a whole lot, Skip. So we don't know. We just know what he was at his best. Can he get close to that? Maybe he doesn't. Maybe he's not 1640, Skip. But can he be 1200? Can he be a 1,300-yard receiver?
Sure. I believe he can.
Coach Belichick is betting that he can.
The bad news is he obviously missed the preseason with Tom Brady. That's a lot to miss. So can you throw him into the fire in week three? What do you think? Do you think he's even going to suit up for week three?
It's hard for me to believe, Skip, because like you said, when Randy went there, he had all the OTAs.
He did.
He had training camp.
He did.
He had mini camps, training camp, and then he had the game.
He did.
This offense is very hard. So now you're cramming when you don't have the kind of time that you have in OTA, that you have in minicamp to get ready. So basically, if I'm the Patriots and I want to get him on the field and he looks like he's a go, I'm just going to call a route and just tag him. Josh, run the comeback.
Yeah.
Josh, run the over. Josh, run the go route. Just tell him what to do until he can get up to speed, which might take him some time, Skip, but he's far too talented not to play him because he don't know the playbook.
Do you think he's in some shape? Do you think he's in game shape? I don't
know. No. I don't think he's in game shape. And then he got the tweaked hamstring.
Supposedly. Yeah. I don't know if that was true or not true.
Well,
I don't know. But I couldn't also tell if the quote from the AFC exec was finite or not. It felt like he was saying he won't catch 20 balls, period, like he'll be gone.
Right.
Like he won't last more than 20 catches, and then Belichick will just cut bait with him.
Yeah, I think he doesn't believe Josh will do what he needs to do off the field in order to get on the field. So, therefore, he won't catch 20 balls. That's what I was thinking, because it's not based on ability, because clearly.
Well, as you said, low risk, high reward.
Very.
Like high.
Hey.
Like Randy Moss high reward.
Buy low, sail high.
Yep.
I hope he's the feel-good story for us this year. I know you think I'm too nice, but I really want this guy to just have an incredible year.
Well, I'm with you on this
start.
One.
Yeah.
I'm with
Virginia, you know what? You know what I used to tell my kids? I can't want it more than you do.
True. Yeah, he's got to want it.
He got to want it more than you want. That you want it to be a feel-good story? He needs to want it to be a feel-good story.
I hope so. All right, we have a special guest up next. Lil Duval is here.
What's up, baby? No
mercy. Our next guest is a stand-up comedian. You know him from MTV's Guy Code. His newest song, Smile with Snoop Dogg, is so popular that Shannon, he just can't stop singing. All right, he's also from Jacksonville, so a huge Jags fan. Lil Duval, welcome to Undisputed.
Welcome.
What's
so
happening? What's happening?
Bring in the energy.
Nah, you got to drop that Lil. We just go by straight Duval. You got all that.
I'm still Lil.
Yeah.
I didn't grow none.
Yeah, I know.
I still ain't had my growth spurt yet.
Yeah, when you hit that thing. Show him your shoes. Show Skip your shoes.
Hold up. Come on, Skip. Look at them
shoes. Look what he got on, Skip.
Come on. No socks now. No socks.
You trying to be like your big brother over here?
Come on. Ooh, come on.
Tell him what kind of shoes you bought.
The only thing mine is a little different because I wanted to ask you, OG, like, how do you wear these with no socks? They are killing my ankles.
Nah.
Good point.
Them Stacey Adams. Yeah. That's what's killing his ankles.
Stacey Adams, like.
That's them Deacon shoes that pray in the church. You know that before Sunday.
I'm just glad this isn't smell-o-vision.
You smell my feet?
Yeah, I smell his feet.
No.
You don't smell my feet.
So I got to ask, as Jenny said, you are a stand-up comic by trade, and out of nowhere, you hit the lottery with Smile.
Yeah, man.
Living my best life, and it just comes from nowhere. What's the genesis of it? How did it start?
It started from me living my best life for real, because that's really what I do. I'm true with what I say in my rhyme.
Yeah. You know?
So I was living my best life, and like I do all my songs come from a joke I did, and that come from a joke I used to do always online called Smile B. You know, I used to always say that because when people be tripping off a little small stuff, I'd be like, man, just smile. It ain't nothing to be tripping off. So that's where this song came from. So I made that song, and here we are today.
You know what it comes across to me, just my two cents? It's like this generation's don't worry, be happy, because that's the message
that's
of the
what
song,
it's supposed
right?
Because
in the end, you're saying, if you're breathing, you're achieving.
Yeah,
so
we having fun this
right,
evening.
Right.
Believe me.
Right. All right.
You know, that's OG Snoop. Shout out to Snoop.
How did you go from being a comedian? I mean, there are very few comedians that go from being a comedian to singing. Eddie Murphy did.
Had the album.
Went to number two on the Billboard. But did you?
This is what I always done from day one.
Like
my first joke that blew me up was a song where I flipped the song by buying a girl a drink in the club.
Right.
You know, that's by buying a girl a drink in the club. She left me, and I'm like, you owe me my $8.
Right.
You know, so that's what kind of got me in this. So I've always been incorporating music with comedy. So this is nothing new for me.
Go ahead, Skip. So the Duval comes from obviously County,
come on.
Jacksonville.
Duval.
Right? Come on. So you see what we're doing.
Long time you have ridden with your Jag.
Come on, ride or die.
You've ridden through some rough patches, right?
Tell me.
And all of a sudden you have room to gloat.
Come on.
Beat that chest, and you got lots of
Come on. You see, I got the chest hair showing.
You got that taco meat going on. That taco going on.
Burt Reynolds.
Those are real, right?
Yeah, I had to show my chest hairs. You know, we winning and everything.
I like that. So gloat. Go ahead.
Come on.
Tell us about it.
Man, I'm just happy we winning. I knew when Tom Coughlin came back, I was like, we going back. You know?
Good point.
So now we just doing, and I want to send a public apology to Blake Borders. Blake Borders, because I've been dogging him for a while.
Okay. Yeah.
But now he's doing his thing.
He did
so
it.
So I got to show him love, man.
But you had reason to dog him. He wasn't fulfilling his obligation.
Yeah, I was trying to get him up out of here. Okay. That's where I was.
So was your OG over there.
Yeah, because he was throwing all type of wobbly ball. He was throwing at us in the crowd more than he was to the wide receiver.
I know.
But now he's throwing it. Shout out to Moncrief. You see Moncrief, he caught that ball.
Cole, the one they caught it with one hand.
That was Moncrief.
No, Cole.
That was Keelan Cole.
Yeah.
You sure?
I'm positive.
Right. See,
I sound crazy on
But Moncrief
you.
Had...
My man told me not to sound crazy. Okay. I know.
No, y'all Moncrief sure? had big catches in the game, too.
You know, you hit the flower before you came on the show?
Of course I did. Come on, man.
You supposed to wait to afterwards.
No, man. I got to smoke before and afterwards. Because after I'm be telling, man, I was just sitting here with Shannon Sharp.
Oh, okay, okay. Well, you might, I don't know. I might not remember that.
Well, come Shannon's on,
man. Hey, man, well, if y'all want to come smoke with me, just hit me up.
You know, I got Skip don't smoke anymore.
No, I don't smoke anymore.
Oh, Jenny, you know, yeah. Jenny.
I was like, this is taking a turn. Jenny.
Oh, my bad.
No, but I mean, he's so happy.
We just living our best life.
I know, clearly. Come on, clearly.
Jenny, he's just so happy about it, Jay. Look at his photo up there. He's just so happy.
Yeah, man. Like, we going to the Super Bowl. I see it.
Always
and I'm
smile.
Not going back and forth with nobody.
Okay. Okay, so help us out. Blake Bortles is going to carry you to the Super Bowl?
No, the defensive line is going to carry us.
All right. So
and Jalen. We're going to just trust me.
Yeah.
Just trust me. And I'm performing at the halftime. I'm speaking it into the existence.
Okay.
Whoa. You from Jacksonville.
Okay.
You got to tell, hold on. Luda get first dibs. No, Outkast get first dibs.
Mm-hmm.
Luda,
mm-hmm.
T.I.,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, they get first deal.
They did
Migos.
No,
that's Atlanta.
It's about me, though. Duval. The Jaguars is going to the Super Bowl.
It's in L.A., it ain't in Jacksonville.
But we ain't that far. We 5 hours away in the car. Anybody with a box Chevy pulling up?
No.
Yes,
no,
it is. That's how we do. Box Chevys and Verts and Dunks.
You the only one from Jacksonville that we allowed to A. You know that.
No. It's a lot of people from Jacksonville in the A, man.
We don't claim them.
Come on, man. Don't do that.
You.
Come on, but I claim Jacksonville, so I got to claim everybody.
I know, but where you live?
I live in Atlanta right now.
Well, I know somebody who grew up much closer to Jacksonville than to Atlanta.
I did.
Am I right?
I grew up about 90 minutes.
Where you grew up from, man?
Glenville, Georgia.
Glenville?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, that's about...
I'm an hour from Brunswick.
Man!
Yeah.
You really from the hood, man.
Yeah,
my
dog.
We bond here.
Not the hood, but no.
Yeah.
Skip,
no,
Skip, don't hate Skip.
I'm not hating.
Skip.
I'm truth telling.
Smile, Skip. Come on.
I'm living my best life.
Come on, baby.
I don't know about you, but hey, I'm living my best life.
Put that shoulder on
what side. Wait.
Put that shoulder on the wall.
You know why? I'm living my best life?
Why?
Because I'm a Brady fan, and I think Brady's going to do you guys in before this is over.
You won't bet nothing.
Yeah, you won't bet nothing.
You won't bet nothing.
I will bet you that New England gets to the Super Bowl before Jacksonville does.
Okay, and if they don't get to the Super Bowl, you got to kill them with the shoulders on that episode.
Okay.
On that episode after
Deal.
That week.
Deal.
Bet.
Done.
Don't hear that.
We should have just thrown that across.
Yeah, don't do that.
Yeah!
I wanted to drink from this cup. I always wanted to.
Tell me how much you feel.
They ain't hearing it. But see, old Jenny, you know Jenny from Minnie. Mm-hmm. And she be on that Henny or Plenty. Yeah. Okay.
She came up with that recently.
Yeah. Get it on that brown.
You gotta smoke some of mine. You know, I got my own weed.
So, Lil.
What's that?
Why you
tell
call
me
how, Lil? It's Duval.
Well, you told me how Lil you were.
Yeah, I'm Lil, but white people always call me Lil. It's Duval. That's what they think my first
Duval.
Name.
Why Duval? Come on. How much do you fear Tom Brady?
I don't fear him. Did you see what we did? We just keep him off the field.
I saw what
keep
Blake
him
Bortles
off the
did.
Field.
Blake Bortles did it to Belichick's defense.
But did you see how many yards he passed?
Yeah, he's pretty good.
What we did, like 300? What Blake Bortles did? He like
377.
377.
Hold on, I got the stats right here. Hold up. Okay. In two games, he did 5 TDs, 2 interceptions for 553 yards.
Came prepared.
Come on, I came prepared. I have somebody text me that so I won't sound stupid.
That's pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
So you ride with them Jags all the way home, huh?
Why wouldn't I? Come on, I rode with them when we sucked.
Mm-hmm.
Sure, I'm riding with Florida State when we sucked.
Oh, yeah, they read for real.
Oh, yeah.
Speaking of,
yeah.
You have ridden with them for a long time.
Yes.
They're off to a horrendously bad, shockingly bad start
under
Willie Taggart.
Yeah, I think
you hanging?
I think we need to get them up out of there. We can't go back and forth. Go back and forth with
them. They about to put Willie Taggart in that box, Chevy, and get him up out of there.
Yeah. He got a tap.
Already?
Yeah.
So he's like in the Blake Bortles box.
Yeah. We can't go back and forth with him, though.
Duval, you can't get the man up out of there. You just gave him a 5-year deal for $30 million.
I didn't give him that.
But if you buy him out, it's going to cost you over $20 million. You can't get the man up out of there in a donk Chevy already.
That's a lot of money, ain't it?
Yeah, it is.
You got to give him a little chance.
A little time.
Yeah.
How much more time we got to give him?
Give him at least 2 years.
Hmm.
2 years?
Yeah.
Jesus Christ and Latter-day Saints. That's a long time. Like, you know how long I had to go with the Jaguars struggling?
But y'all was good in the 90s?
Yeah, in the 90s.
Yeah.
This is 2018, bruh.
I mean, what?
Come on, bruh.
Hold on. New England wasn't always New England.
You're right.
They struggled for about 40 years.
Yeah, but that
was Tom Brady fell out of the sky.
Tom Brady, he finna fall back down. He finna keep going down because it's over.
Be careful, you're gonna speak something out of existence, which is the Jaguars.
The devil is a lie.
Yeah.
The devil is a lie. I love y'all,
careful,
man.
Careful.
Hey,
you're
look here, Skip.
My lightning
look here, Skip.
Yeah.
Look here, Skip.
I'm looking right at you.
I just wanted to keep saying it. Skip.
say too much, man.
Yeah.
Look here, Skip.
Yeah.
Let's all right. Come on tour with you.
Come on. Come on, pull up. I want you on tour with me. I want you, and I want you to bring
us
out.
Thanks. I appreciate that. I'm
come
in.
Come on.
Smile, Skip! I want to tell some jokes. Come you on. Know I got these jokes.
I know you do.
I got this joke, man. I keep this joke.
Man, my man, he in the penitentiary right now. Shout out Jay Ski. He tell me about you all that. Yeah. They love you down there, man.
They love me.
They love
me in the pen.
Man, come on.
I rep.
Come on, man. You rap.
Hear that, Skip? I'm big in the pen.
Come on. He big in the pen.
Mm.
For real, though.
If you let him tell jokes when you're on stage, he will destroy your show.
I believe, no, he gonna do his thing. He gonna kill
lame.
It.
No. For real, though, Skip.
Streets love Shannon, bro. Mm. Come on.
I'm real in these
come on. He real in these streets.
I just cleaned up.
They don't love Shannon. They
love
they
don't. Oh, yeah.
A win is a win.
Yeah.
Yeah, tell him about it.
A win is a win.
Hey, can you tell Skip how great LeBron is?
Oh, LeBron the truth. Mm. He is the truth. Like, and I'm so happy he came to the Lakers because I was really a Lakers fan too.
See?
I really was. Like, he made me, like, but we've been struggling for a long time with Lakers, so I kind of went away, but now I'm back.
We dipped on him.
What about the Atlanta Hawks?
What about them?
Well, seriously, that's your hometown.
No, that's not my hometown. Well, Jacksonville is my hometown. I lived there to be
I
safe.
I know, but that's where you live. Yeah. That's where you earn your keep is in an ATL.
Yeah, but I ain't got to like them.
You don't?
I ain't got to like the Hawks. Huh. The Hawks don't even like the Hawks. They don't even put enough money in the Hawks to try to win. They don't play to win.
What about the Falcons? You ride with the Falcons?
I mean, I like the Falcons. I like the Falcons, mm-hmm. but not over the Jaguars.
No.
Never.
No.
Never win.
So how many championships will LeBron win in Los Angeles?
How many championships? Yeah. He not going to win this year, the year coming up, but I think in like 2-3 years, he going to get one.
What, was he going to play till he's 50?
That can happen now.
Yeah?
That can happen.
He's going to play as long as Tom Brady playing. How about that?
Yeah.
Well, I hope he does.
Yeah, you better not hope
he's
that.
Because like he's 34. 34.
So he gets 7 more years, he's going to have all the record.
You're and 16, you're 17, you're 18.
Yeah. Okay, you know who coming.
Mm-hmm. Ooh.
Next year, they getting a D. They getting AD or KD. Mm. Book it.
Because
okay.
They don't play D, so they
don't
better
worry about
get
that.
D.
We getting right? KD or AD. Now run tell that.
Run tell that, Skip.
All I know is LeBron is living his best life in LA.
Oh yeah, come on. Oh, you see him? He was on Insta. He was on IG last night blowing them cigars. Yeah, picking his boy in the backyard.
Blowing cigars.
I started to pull up on him.
Pull up on him.
Yeah, for real though.
Pull up.
You know that'll stunt your growth.
No it.
Look at me. My legs are swinging. You hear me?
Well, dude, you must have been smoking that like 6 months. Mm.
Come on, man. I've been smoking. I just started smoking like 2 years ago.
Is this a confession or what?
Yeah, you're lying. Yeah.
No, I swear. I hadn't smoked the day before that.
Yeah.
And then what happened?
It changed my life. I've been popping ever since. You see, I'm on this show right now, living my best life.
Well, did it inspire that song?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. It brought out my voice because I sang better when I'm high.
Really?
Yeah.
So you were in the video. You high?
Come on, now. Come on. That's part
high
of my job.
High as a giraffe head?
Come on.
I mean, you. I'll be a little bit.
Yeah, nah, no. I'm always high. Yeah, I'm always high. It's a blessing. Like, I could be high now.
I can
my
tell.
Life is amazing.
Hmm? It is.
It is.
It is.
Come on, man.
You hit the lottery, man.
Yeah. No, this was a blessing. This was going to happen with or without anybody. You know, I was happy. Like, even if this song didn't do nothing, I was still happy.
So how many nights a week you on the road doing comedy?
I'm on the road. Like, even before this, I've been on the road. Like, if it's 52 weeks in a year, maybe about 47 of them. But I'm doing what I love to do. You know, every weekend I'm on the road performing somewhere. Now I'm about to take it to a whole another level, now incorporating this music with this comedy thing, mm-hmm. try to build a whole new lane for comedy in general.
Right.
I gotta tell you, I admire you because that is scary what you do.
Yeah, yeah.
There are nights you walk out there and you're telling the same jokes.
Yeah, yeah.
And you're looking into their eyes and they ain't responding.
It's the hardest thing to do. Yeah. That's why this music thing is
to get somebody to laugh?
Yeah. Stand-up is the hardest.
It is.
I think, in my opinion, it's the hardest form of entertainment to
do. I agree.
So me doing this music is just easy. Mm-hmm. Me performing is easy, you know.
So how much time do you spend in putting pen to pad?
I usually, like, I write down the premise to remember it, and then I just try to let it come out on stage.
Right.
That's usually that's my formula for the most part. Because I hate writing. Like, that's why I didn't do good in school. Yeah. I was a comedian.
Yeah.
Well, you're doing good now.
Yeah, I appreciate it.
Thank
you for being here.
Thank y'all for having me.
You're
smiling. Appreciate that, Skip.
Thank you.
Yeah, I mean, you want to say Skip anymore? Skip. And last few times before
Skip.
You go.
Look here, Skip.
No mercy.
Jimmy Butler reportedly wants a trade out of Minnesota and has his sights set joining the Clippers. The Knicks and Nets are also in the mix, but the Clippers are the front runners, where he could reportedly team up with Kawhi Leonard next summer. ESPN is reporting that Butler imagined playing for the Lakers, but LeBron's arrival made the purple and gold less appealing. Shannon, if Butler and Kawhi go to the Clippers, where does this leave LeBron?
LeBron's fine. Like I said, we're going to get a D next year. AD or KD. One of those guys will be a Lakers. If we, you know, might get Klay Thompson, too.
Speak it into existence,
it's
right?
It's going to happen. You hate it.
Well, it's just...
First of all, Skip, the Lakers probably would have been interested in Jimmy Butler, but he became less appealing once they got the King. Let's be real all the way real about that. Hmm. I mean, people talking like Jimmy Butler was like that. Mm-hmm. You know, he got to the second round twice. Mm-hmm. He got out of the first round with Minnesota zero times.
Yeah.
So let's stop talking about like Jimmy Butler is a top 10 player.
I know, but now the reports are that Jimmy Butler is finding the Lakers less appealing because they have LeBron.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Exactly. And I believe the Lakers find him less appealing because they have LeBron. Mm-hmm. Hold on. Let's be all the way 100, Skip mm-hmm. Bayless. Given a choice. LeBron is at the Lakers, so they wanted him. He wanted to be there. If I got a choice between Jimmy Butler, Kevin Durant, Anthony Davis, which selection do you think Jimmy Butler's going to be? He's going to be first, second, or the last option.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay.
What's your next point?
Now, we got at some point in time, we got to realize now, okay, they wanted Jimmy Butler up out of Chicago.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
He wants to be up out of Minnesota. So everything ain't as hunky-dory because we got a common denominator. Mm-hmm. We got a guy that's about to be on his third team in about 3 years.
Mm.
So what's the common denominator in this theme, Skip Bayless?
Mm.
Different teams, same player. Mm. Okay. Everybody keeps talking about they don't want to play with LeBron. Well, you must not like championships. You must not like contending for championships on a yearly basis.
Mm.
Because if you do, you like playing with him.
Well, when he could cakewalk through the East to get to the finals,
whoa.
That would work.
Skip.
But he lost six times in the finals.
So what? Hold on, look at the teams that he mentioned. He mentioned the Nets. They're in the East. They're going to the finals. He mentioned the Knicks. They're in the East. He's going to the finals. He mentioned the Clippers.
He didn't mention them. They're at the top of his list.
Okay. If they get Kawhi, they get Jimmy Butler, mm-hmm. the Clippers, and the Golden State Warriors stay intact,
mm-hmm.
what are they going to do?
Hmm. If the Golden State Warriors stay intact, that means you don't get one of the Ds, KD, who will stay as the driving force of the Golden
but
State
we'll
Warriors.
But we'll get AD and get somebody else.
That's pie in sky. You know it, and I know it. It's a long shot that you're going to get AD. Mm-hmm. Yes, it is. It's just wishful thinking. What if you don't get either one of them?
Let me ask you a question.
Now what are you going to do?
Who did Anthony Davis, who is his new representation?
Well...
I need you to say it for the people at home because they don't know like you and I know. Who represents Anthony Davis from this day moving forward?
Unclutch Sports.
Don't do that, Skip Bayless. Richard Paul deserves, he deserves more respect.
He's not going to like it that I said it, and I don't care.
No.
He's CEO of Clutch.
Oh.
Clutch.
With a K. Okay, I'll give you spelling it with a K.
Clutch.
Not with a C. You can't spell
Clutch.
It with a C. You haven't earned it.
Yes.
Yeah.
He's about to be the Scott Boras of basketball.
Yeah. That'd be a lot.
Yeah, well, it's going to be a lot.
Yeah. He's going to corner the market on second stars for LeBron? I don't think so. That line is getting longer and longer of those who have turned down LeBron James. Kyrie wanted out of Cleveland.
Kyrie wanted his own team.
Okay, but he just said, I can't take it anymore with LeBron James. I want out.
And it reported he going to the Knicks because he wants his own team.
And what are the long shot odds that he would reunite when he becomes a free agent with LeBron in L.A.? I say next to zero.
We good.
Yeah.
Okay. We good, Skip.
So Paul George, L.A. area native. He's got a chance to go home, play for the Lakers and LeBron, and he says, no, I'm going to stay in Oklahoma City with Russ. Really?
No,
wow.
Interesting.
Interesting. So, everybody, you've been talking all year about Kawhi this, Kawhi that.
Yeah.
So, he quits his way out of San Antonio.
No, he didn't.
Yes, he did. He quit his way out of San Antonio. Winds up in Toronto where he's just got to play out the string for a year, and he's coming to the Clippers, says ESPN.
Okay.
The Clippers.
Wishing well.
With Jimmy Butler.
Wishing well.
And all of a sudden, the Clippers are run by the great Jerry West, who's no joke.
Again, let me ask you another question. Yeah. Anthony Davis, Kevin Durant, Kawhi Leonard for the Lakers. Where is Kawhi? Is he first, second, or third on that list?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, then.
For me,
he's not
even on my
Real
list.
Real talk, Skip Bayless.
But if you pair him up with Jimmy Butler and all that defensive talent that they already have, a Patrick Beverly, and all of a sudden you're saying, boy, those are a lot
you
of
compare,
top.
You can compare Kawhi with Jimmy Butler, Malcolm Butler, Kevin Butler. Mm-hmm. It doesn't matter. Mm-hmm. If the Lakers get KD or AD, they're going to run roughshod over the Clippers and the West.
Mm-hmm. No, if they just get KD, they would run.
I said either one of them, Skip Bayless.
I don't know about the other guy. I'm not sure about
you. You better be sure.
I'm just not.
That dude was a 28-12 with three blocks.
Yeah, and he's gone how far in the playoffs? He has how many wins?
He ain't got nobody. Skip.
So they nuked Portland. Okay.
Nuked him.
Yeah, way to go.
Yeah.
Next, Nurkic, you said he was already dead anyway.
Oh, bro, bro.
He was in a body bag. They pulled him out of the body bag to play in the first round of the playoffs.
And they got swept. But you remember what he did to your Spurs?
Who?
AD.
Man, he always has good games.
Oh, no. And then it took Golden State, but Golden State beat a lot. Hey, he made them sweat.
Mm-hmm.
He's 33, 34, and 12. Oh, he made them work.
Yeah.
He cooked everybody.
He gets his, and the rest of them don't get
theirs. But that's what we got Bron for.
Really?
So now you got to worry about Bron, because Bron might average like 13, 14 assists.
Mm. Yeah. So all these players are watching what happens to the second star next to LeBron James, and they're saying, I don't want any part of that, because Kyrie wanted out, but that was different because Kyrie was sort of equal stature with LeBron.
No, he wasn't.
They did win a championship together, and Kyrie.
But there was no equal stature with
LeBron. Yeah, but he was the closer. He was the clutch shot shooter.
Because that just goes to show you what type of man, mm-hmm. because LeBron James is so secure in who he mm-hmm. is.
Yeah.
He's like, you know what, Kyrie? I'll let you take the last shot. I'll let people lead you to believe that mm-hmm. you are the closer. Because we saw what LeBron did this year with no Kyrie.
Who
closed
hit,
him.
Who hit the shot in game 7 of the one that they stole from Draymond?
So we're not going to say anything about that block.
Huh?
We're not going to say anything about that triple dub that
the
he had in game 7.
Bicycle built for two?
So we're not going to say anything about that triple dub or games 5 and 6 where he was 41?
Who hit the shot to close the deal?
Skip, there's a lot of...
He did. Kyrie
whoa,
did.
Whoa, 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 whoa.
Game over.
Now, you told me. Now, this is what you told me, because LeBron did hit a couple of shots like that against Indy and Golden State.
Mm-hmm.
Not Golden State, excuse me. Indy and Toronto.
He finally did in his 15th year. He finally hit a couple of them.
But you and Rob Parker and Chris Broussard told me that had LeBron missed those shots, it's going to overtime, so it doesn't have as much meaning. The game was tied.
Mm-hmm.
The shot Kyrie hit, if he misses it, what, Skip Bayless? Do they lose?
Yeah, but nobody could make a shot until Kyrie said, let me just get this thing over with.
Okay.
Do you remember the shot Kyrie hit on Christmas Day against KD and company? Remember that one?
Yeah.
That fall away over Klay Thompson?
And what did LeBron
talk about clutch?
You remember LeBron dunked everybody? Draymond, KD, dunked them in the basket?
Yeah, hung on the rim, should have gotten attacked.
No, this, Kim. Don't do that.
So here we go again with LeBron. Just doesn't have enough help. He doesn't have enough help. That's what I'm going to hear. I've have to hear this for three more years. He just doesn't have enough help.
Can I ask you a question? Why no one ever said that about Steph? Or he just doesn't have – he got KD. Mm-hmm. No one said Steph Curry didn't have enough help.
No one ever put Steph in the same sentence with LeBron James.
But Skip, the guy –
Steph is like 6'1", and LeBron 6'9", 260,
okay,
280.
Yeah, he's a 6'1", unanimous MVP, back-to-back MVP. Nobody said James Harden doesn't have enough help. As he got Chris Paul. Nobody said that. Why do they only say that about LeBron?
And how many championships have those two won together?
But that's not,
maybe they would have won.
Let me ask you a question. So why are they getting these guys if they're not trying to win a championship?
Everybody saw what happened to poor Kevin Love last year when LeBron didn't have enough help and Kevin Love was supposed to be the second star. And every time he came up small, it was his fault.
The man average.
You get demonized if you're the second star with LeBron.
Skip, okay, he's the second star. He averaged 9 points a game in his first series against Indiana. What the hell am I supposed to do with a guy averaging 9 points, making $23 million a year?
Mm.
You remember him in all those finals, not showing up, getting punked by Draymond?
Yeah, I just remember in game 7 against Indiana when they were on the ropes. They're up only one with a minute left in the third quarter, and LeBron mysteriously cramps up, quote unquote.
Ain't no quote unquote.
And he walked up the ramp.
Carried him.
I don't know what he was doing. And he's out for 5 clock minutes. And Kevin Love went berserk.
Let me tell you.
He made 2 threes and another mid-range jumper. And all of a sudden, it goes from up 1 to up 8 when LeBron uncramps.
Here's the thing, Skip Bayless. You and I both lift weights. No matter how strong you are, there will become a weight that you can't carry. You got to get out from up under. Well, maybe carrying them for the first 6.5 games, he needed a little break.
Yeah.
Congratulations, Kevin Love, for scoring 6 points.
Game 7? I thought he was in shape.
Phony.
Game seven, he kept getting tired last
There's no man in the history of the game and has gone had
so
more 40 playoff
games. Come down to, seriously, will the Laker kids grow up enough before LeBron grows old? That's what's going to happen, because it's going to be year 17, year 18, and he's not going to have a second star unless you count Rondo or Lance or JaVale or Michael Beasley.
I'm counting KD or AD.
Yeah.
However you want to put it.
You better. If you get KD, game over. I got you. I'm just not sure
you'll
that's going to happen.
You'll hate LeBron. Doesn't have enough help. Mm-hmm. KD went there to save him. You'll find every excuse
to
minimize
it.
He's cry faces.
No, seriously. KD might find it in the depth of his heart to save his friend LeBron and help him win one last championship.
They don't want.
Kevin would do that. Kevin's built that way.
They get together, they're going to win it every year.
Yeah.
They get together, they win it every year.
Well, he's not going to play as long as Brady plays.
Yeah, they'll matter. He'll go play. If he play with KD 3 years, three championships. No
mercy. Thanks for listening to the Undisputed Podcast. I'm Jenny Taft. Join us again at 9:30 a.m. Eastern on Monday for another week of Undisputed. We'll see you then. Fox Sports, one of one.